classroom improvisation. The only places where improvisation is successfully taught in the classroom is in those classes conducted by practicing improvisers. When somebody's a professional musician, it often means that his involvement is a bit limited. So, as says John Stevens, a leading improvisation educator, I turned toward people who were excited by the fact that there was a group of people who were struggling towards some kind of group experience within a free improvisation. I remember suggesting to an audience that if they wanted to take part, there was something they could do in relation to the musicians that was simple and which would create a collective experience within the venue. I would do this by getting them to do something like inhaling deeply and then play a long note as evenly as possible to get into a collective continuum as a group. We would do activities that people could do on their voices or with penny whistles or any instrument at all. And it would staying in touch with the whole group of people all the time. The method or process that you're teaching has to be simple enough to communicate easily as a group to the whole and for all of them to be able to do it. But it also has to be demanding of enough of concentration to satisfy those who are more developed as musicians. So for example, in the continuum exercise, the long note thing, the breathing is one part that any musician can concentrate on and find useful. Another thing I would use is something else which is basic to people like numbers, like counting numbers or using words. We'll use the phrase, a phrase, as an example. If you say a phrase and repeat it and say it in your own way, when you start to repeat it, you realize how close you are to taking part in music. The thing is so wide, and over the years I've developed what you might call pieces and exercises that deal with rhythm or group involvement or spontaneity or some kind of moment-by-moment involvement. If the players can be made to feel a thing working, then they will know the essential part about how to do it. So the best way to transmit information is to actually do it. I try to avoid situations where they rely on me to come and set the whole thing up. I say to them, prove you want to play by getting on and playing. If you don't want to do that, none of what I'm going to do here makes any sense. If there are four or two or even one of you that are who are the first to arrive, as soon as you get here, start playing. And it's the responsibility of the people who are experienced to invite the newcomers in to play. Instill in the people enough confidence to try and attempt what they want to do before they know how to do it. To work empirically and trusting that they will learn with some guidance from the attempted playing experience. They're going to examine that experience and try to decide how it happened and what they did to help it happen, and they're going to try and work it out to make it happen again. And the teaching comes in when you provide them with the group experience, which they provide for themselves anyway. If somebody says to me, I can't improvise, and they could be someone with the biggest chunk of classical training imaginable in their background, I would find that very inspiring because I know that within a very short time they will be doing it and saying, oh, is that it? And then they will do it again. You see, it's the most natural thing in the world. John Stevens also wrote a book called Search and Reflect. Another leading free improv educator is Han Bennick, a drummer from Holland. He says, I ask them to think of their own ideas. I have some simple statements, some ideas on which we can work to provoke them if necessary, like tuning the radio to the end of the dial in which you can hear a sort of code and they riff off that code, or a kettle which whistles and produces different pitches in an odd, unpredictable way, and they play off that. If we try to introduce a broader scale of improvising, as broad as daily life, it teaches them to make music out of their own background, and I encourage them to learn who they are, and that's all you can do, is let people find what they are and where they are and where their musical influences are and where their preferences come from. Teach them to explore their own background.